Topic 43. The Dweller on the Threshold. 1. The Dweller on the Threshold is usually regarded as presenting the final test of man's courage, and as being in the nature of a gigantic thought form or factor which has to be dissipated prior to taking initiation. Just what this thought form is, few people know, but their definition includes the idea of a huge elemental form which bars the way to the sacred portal, or the idea of a fabricated form, constructed sometimes by the disciple's master to test his sincerity. Some regard it as the sum total of a man's faults, his evil nature, which hinders his being recognized as fit to tread the path of holiness. None of these definitions, however, give a true idea of the reality. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 21. 2. The Dweller on the Threshold is illusion, glamour, maya, as realized by the physical brain and recognized as that which must be overcome. It is the bewildering thought form with which the disciple is confronted when he seeks to pierce through the accumulated glamour of the ages and find his true home in the place of light. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 22. 3. The Dweller on the Threshold, always present, swings, however, into activity only on the path of discipleship, when the aspirant becomes occultly aware of himself, of the conditions induced within him as a result of his interior illusion, his astral glamour, and the maya surrounding his entire life. Being now an integrated personality, and no one is a disciple, my brother, unless he is mental as well as emotional, which is a point the devotee oft forgets. These three conditions, with the preponderance of the effect in one or other of the bodies, are seen as a whole, and to this whole the term dweller on the threshold is applied. It is in reality a vitalized thought form, embodying mental force, astral force, and vital energy. From Glamour, A World Problem, page 27. 4. The dweller on the threshold does not emerge out of the fog of illusion and glamour until the disciple is nearing the gates of life. Only when he can catch dim glimpses of the portal of initiation and an occasional flash of light from the angel of the presence, who stands waiting beside that door, can he come to grips with the principle of duality, which is embodied for him in the dweller and the angel. As yet, my words embody for you symbolically a future condition and event. The day will surely come, however, when you will stand in full awareness between these symbols of the pairs of opposites, with the angel on the right and the dweller on the left. May strength then be given to you to drive straight forward between these two opposites, who have for long ages waged warfare in the field of your life. And so may you enter into the presence where the two are seen as one, and naught is known but life and deity. From Glamour, A World Problem, pages 39 through 40. 5. The dweller on the threshold is oft regarded as a disaster, as a horror to be avoided, and as a final and culminating evil. I would here remind you, nevertheless, that the dweller is one who stands before the gate of God, who dwells in the shadow of the portal of initiation, and who faces the angel of the presence open-eyed, as the ancient scriptures call it. The dweller can be defined as the sum total of the forces of the lower nature, as expressed in the personality, prior to illumination, to inspiration, and to initiation. The personality per se is at this stage exceedingly potent, and the dweller embodies all the psychic and mental forces which, down the ages, have been unfolded in man and nurtured with care. It can be looked upon as the potency of the threefold material form prior to its conscious cooperation and dedication to the life of the soul and to the service of the hierarchy of God and of humanity. The dweller on the threshold is all that man is apart from the higher spiritual self. It is the third aspect of divinity as expressed in and through the human mechanism. This third aspect must eventually be subordinated to the second aspect, the soul. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, page 312. 6. Memory is not simply just a faculty of the mind, as is so often supposed, but it is essentially a creative power. It is basically an aspect of thought, and coupled with imagination, is a creative agent, because thoughts are things, as you well know. From ancient recesses of the memory, from a deeply rooted past, which is definitely recalled, and from the racial and the individual subconscious, or founded and established thought, reservoirs and desires inherited and inherent, there emerges from individual past lives and experience that which is the sum total of all instinctual tendencies, of all inherited glamours, and of all phases of wrong mental attitudes. To these, as they constitute a blended whole, we give the name of the dweller on the threshold. This dweller is the sum total of all the personality characteristics which have remained unconquered and unsubdued, and which must finally be overcome before initiation can be taken. Each life sees some progress made, some personality defects straightened out, and some real advance effected. But the unconquered residue and the ancient liabilities are numerous and excessively potent, and when the soul contact is adequately established, there eventuates a life wherein the highly developed and powerful personality becomes, in itself, the dweller on the threshold. Then the angel of the presence and the dweller stand face to face, and something must then be done. Eventually, the light of the personal self fades out and wanes in the blaze of glory which emanates from the angel. Then the greater glory obliterates the lesser. This is, however, only possible when the personality eagerly enters into this relation with the angel, recognizes itself as the dweller, and as a disciple begins the battle between the pairs of opposites and enters into the tests of Scorpio. These tests and trials are ever self-initiated. The disciple puts himself into the positive or conditioning environment wherein the trials and the discipline are unavoidable and inevitable. When the mind has reached a relatively high stage of development, the memory aspect is evoked in a new and conscious manner, and then every latent disposition, every racial and national instinct, every unconquered situation, and every controlling fault rises to the surface of consciousness, and then the fight is on. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 3, Esoteric Astrology, pages 207 through 208. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 47 through 48.